The question I want to ask is that McKithen was an Earl Long guy, not right. he was an Earl Long protege, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not the same as being a Huey Long guy.
No. Now I knew a more Huey Long. I met and we became very friendly with Seymour Weiss, who went to the penitentiary for.
Gus and I were with Seymour one time down the French Quarter, not the French Quarter, over on Crondelet or something. And I think you asked Seymour, he said, how much is what do you own around here? It's about 4 acres.
So the BDEC box, such as it was assumed to have wound up at Seymour, right? Right? Isn't that what everybody seemed to think?
Gus would know that. I wouldn't know.
Seymour told me a story never been told before. Huey was living at the Roosevelt. He didn't sleep with his wife and children. He lived at the hotel. And one night, Seymour, who owned the hotel, was in his suite sleeping. And he gets a call. And it's Huey. And Huey says, for God's sake, get out of here. Seymour puts on a robe and goes down to Huey Long's suite. They had a woman up there who died while she was up there pleasuring Huey. And Huey told me, he said, so we dressed her and we put her in the hall, and somebody remembered all of a sudden we didn't have a hat, and we went and got it and put it on her. Now,
God. Check that out.
As long as they're reverent.
Well, this has never been told.
No.